There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now.
Wow. Wow. Do we have a show tonight? I mean, do we have a show tonight, Mark?
We absolutely do, Dr. Pat. And I'm Mark Anthony, and I'm the co-host with the fabulous, amazing, street smart spiritualist and behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. But tonight, we don't just have one Pat. We've got two. We got a very special guest tonight, Patricia Kirkman. And Dr. Pat, do you want me to tell folks a little bit about her?
Yeah, I think you need to, because they're wondering what the heck is with her background here. What has Dr. Pat got in the background here? What is that all about?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Pat, you got all these numbers flying around behind you. And you know, the one thing every civilized society on Earth has in common, or one of the things, is numbers. And numerology is a very ancient discipline. Some people believe it has its roots steeped deeply in the Kabbalic mysticism of Judaism. Other people believe Pythagoras, the Greek mathematician, created it. Yet others believe its roots go even deeper into ancient Babylon and Chalcedon. But tonight, to shed some light on this ancient, mysterious, yet modern metaphysical discipline is Patricia Kirkman, and she is a world-renowned numerologist. And Patricia has a unique ability to take numbers for people and then translate them into patterns and future directions. And she combines that with her intuitive abilities. Now, I've met Patricia when I was on tour, and she hails from the Tucson area in Arizona. And she's a regular on KGUN, the Morning Blend TV show there. And let me tell you, folks, you are in for a treat. She is fantastic. So everyone, welcome Patricia Kirkman to The Psychic and the Doc.
Yeah. Hey, Patricia, it's great to have you.
I'm thrilled to be with the two of you. Couldn't ask for better people to be with.
I got to tell you, I was thinking about this, and I was looking at, you know, this idea of what it's like to be an intuitive counselor and what it's like to really have in your bones this idea of combining, you know, the world of the mind, psychology, whatever people want to call it, and spirituality, and then health and well-being. And it is such an important topic for our time. And yet, when I graduated school, 2001, man, they wanted to ban me from my college because they thought I was holding crystals. So have we evolved?
Yes, we have. Took a long time getting here, didn't it?
Oh, my God, my bones hurt. My bones are aching.
One of the nicest things about numerology is that you don't have to know a lot about everything if you know a little bit about it, because when you meet somebody right away, you know something about them without getting into their, shall we say, their personal side. You already get to know it.
You know, and can we talk about that for a little bit? And, sure. You know, Mark, do you have a number? I mean, let me just ask Mark, Patricia, if I could, because this is like me. I'm a novice, so I'm going to leave it up to you to explain everything I misrepresent. Are you ready for that?
Go for it.
So, you know, you grow up and you think, wow, that's a birth date. And, yeah. But there's a date in your birth date that it just sticks with you. You don't know why, but you know from a very young age, maybe it's the first number. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the year. And I know I've got one and have never been able to explain it. And Mark, I just wonder if the fabulous psychic lawyer Mark Anthony has a number.
You know, for I've always liked the number 33. It has just resonated with me my whole life. I just love the number 33. So, I'm a psychic medium, and what I do is about tuning into the higher vibration of the other side. And from what I understand, Patricia, and you can clarify this for us, numbers also have a vibration. That's what gives individual numbers, or I guess group of numbers, significance. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Definitely. And it's like you said, you like 33. 33 relates to the number 6, which is all about family, wanting things good. And it also deals with alternative health. So that, isn't that kind of what you do?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And health, you know, it's a big deal for everybody, but it's always been a real big deal for me. And I've always believed not just traditional Western, I guess, allopathic medicine, but I also look to alternative and homeopathic medicine as well. I think it needs to be a cross-disciplinary approach. That's very interesting. So, Dr. Pat, what is your special number?
So the middle number of the day I was born was 11. And from a very young age, I've had very interesting experiences with that number. But if you follow me along, everything about the number 11 sticks with me. I'll tell you how strongly it is. We had our 10th anniversary, and I decided, I don't want to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the network. I want to celebrate the 11th. And everybody's looking at me. Nobody celebrates 11. They celebrate 10, or they celebrate 15 or 5. And every jersey I've ever had, every softball game I've ever played, any sport that I've ever done, the number 11. And for a really long time in the sport that I do play, the game ended on the number 11. So never could explain it, young age. And I have to tell you one thing, any disappointment I would have on the 11 would hit me hard. So the day that we were having a birthday party for me when I was a really young kid, it snowed in the Bronx. So it's an interesting number. Everywhere I go, I see it. Everything I do, I play it. It's just there.
Well, firstly, it's a 2 number, which deals with partnerships, relationships, but it also deals with sensitivity. And you feel everything. You always have. And it works off of that. And if we looked at a person's day of birth and the month of birth and add them together and add that to whatever the universal year is, like this year, the universe is in a 5-year.
Okay.
So if you added your month and day together.
12-11. I'm a 12-11. I'll reveal that, Mark. I don't know if you're going to give yours up, but I'll give mine up. I'm December 11th.
Okay. So December 11th puts you as a 5, and this is a 5 universal. So you're in a 1 personal year. It's all about brand new starts, new beginnings, and making and reaching for the stars, because that's what it's all about. Go for what you want. This is a year to make it happen.
Okay. You know how scary this is? No, not scary. Eerie. This is the year I decided to get 2 new knees. I was all of a sudden had to move from my own apartment to a new one. I'm in a new place. This is the year we launch our entire new technology. And you know, you just saying that, boy, the wheels are turning. Mark, how about you? Wow. Can you believe it?
It's amazing because, well, you know, and this show was all part of that. I mean, we got it going toward the end of last year, but this year it's really taken off. And, you know, since I've been working with you in the last year, because I've known both of you for quite a few years now, it seems like the last year for you, Dr. Pat, has been going at rocket speed. So this is awesome. So, Patricia, let me ask you a question. Can you do numerology for yourself? Because like for me as a medium, I can't read myself. I mean, I can meditate and my loved ones and spirits can come to me, but I can't necessarily read for myself. But can you do that for yourself?
I can, but like anything else, I either underplay what it is or overplay what it is. I have to learn to stay middle of the road. If it looks like it's a negative number, I'm going, oh, my God. If it looks like a great number, I'm a little higher than I should be sometimes with the choices.
You know, well, This is so true. I want to say that this is so true. That's why if people always are in awe about how many coaches I have and how many people I work with and how soon after this call I'm going to be calling you. I have been somebody that, yes, I can figure things out on my own, but there's so much in the universe I don't understand. And I find that when I hear you talk about this and things connect, I know you've been doing this for a while, but for somebody like me in our audience, they almost think we planned this before we came on.
There's no planning to what's normal by our standards. Every name has its own rhythm, shall we say. And I look at the first vowel, first consonant of a name, and that tells us a lot about ourselves. By looking at that, it gives us opportunity to make things happen, look and see where we don't want to go, and kind of hold back when we need to. Opportunities are all around us, but every letter in our name has a value to it, and it lasts for so many years. So in your name, Patricia, the P starts, it's a 7. First vowel, the A, so it's a 7-1, making you an 8 personality. You don't like it when you're not in charge or in control of what you're doing.
Dang.
Just from that.
You know, what's interesting is I want to ask you about this because mm-hmm. I never in a million years thought I'd ever be Dr. Anything. And I've talked about this on air. When I started this 17 years ago, the show was Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. I never talked about my education. I was basically ashamed of it. Nobody ever graduated from high school in my family. But somehow I was on a mission and I had no idea to what end. I just, at 23, I turned to my best friend, Linda, who's our producer, and I said, I'm going to get a PhD. And she said, of course you will. And I said, what exactly is that? And so here's what I want to ask you. As we go through life, the listeners literally named me and they named the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened very oddly. I was being teased by my producer. Dr. Pat, when did that happen? What'd you get? Like, did you like get some fall from the sky? And then a listener called them one day and said, Have I reached the Dr. Pat show? And I wonder if through life, when our names changed or nicknames change or something like that happens, how does it affect our numerology?
Oh, everything affects us. Every year of our life is a different year. We go through cycles of 1 through 9. 1 is fresh starts and new beginnings. 2 is partnerships, relationships. 3 deals with creativity and communications. 4 deals with health, building strong foundations. 5 deals with major changes. 6 deals with family type responsibilities. 7 deals with our spiritual side, positive and negative. Our 8 deals with our finances, and 9 says, what are we going to do for the universe?
Wow.
And depending on what scope we're in, whether it be the personal year we're in or the personal month or day, it all changes. And each part of that is under the letter of that name that we're under at this particular point in time. Like the first 7 years of your life, you were under the P. When between 8 and 9, when you went into the A, there was a big change in your life.
Oh.
And so things like that take place. And so we could actually follow it right down the path.
Mm. I find this so fascinating. And I always have. Mark, I mean, you've got to be in awe about this, you know, living in the world you live with every day, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. I've always been fascinated by numerology because, once again, it is a scientific discipline with metaphysical repercussions. And I believe that what I do is explainable on the basis of quantum physics. And I think that all the different metaphysical disciplines all have a commonality, and it all comes down to vibrational the vibration of energy. It all comes down to frequency. And certainly numbers each have a frequency. We measure radio waves. We measure the electromagnetic spectrum using numbers. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's something here that's tying it all together. You know, understand we've got a number of people that are fascinated in numerology who are on the line. And Dr. Pat, what do you say we go to some calls?
Well, why don't we ask Patricia what she's going to need so we make sure our callers give her that. And Perfect. We have that ready. What would you need for a live call-in, Patricia?
Just their month and day of birth.
Okay.
And their first name. That way I know who they are, what they're about.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. Jacob, you ready?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. We're going to start with Joe from Florida. Hey there, Joe. You're on the line with the psychic in the dock.
Jacob almost forgot. He was so excited. Jacob runs about 10 shows a day, so I don't even know how he keeps any of us straight. Hey, welcome to the show, Joe.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I have a question about numerology for Patricia. Since I've been a teenager, the numbers 13 and 31 follow me all the time. I see license plates with 1331. My first time card, my first job, I was a teenager. My time card, number 13, it's amazing how it just pops up. But 31 also pops up as well.
Well, that's because the 13 and the 31 both go to the number 4. 4 is a base, it's a strong foundation, it's a building point. And it also tells me that because that J at your name right up front, you're very concerned about what's just and fair, and you pay attention to the details of everything going on. So where you work, what you do, you like it to be done properly. You don't like it when people take shortcuts.
I see, okay.
Does that fit?
It's interesting.
Let me ask a question. Joe, so you're saying that like everywhere you go, you see 13 and 31. Mm-hmm. So, Patricia, how does that mean anything? Like, is that some type of sign if he's always noticing those two particular numbers?
Well, it represents building a strong base and a strong foundation because it becomes a 4. But if you look at the numbers separately, when it's a 13, he wants change and he's looking for something creative to deal with. When it becomes a 31, he's looking for the creative part first. And then if it fits him, he'll take it.
Okay, Joe, does that answer the question?
Don't you, Joe?
All right, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
You know, I want to ask you this question because I was really looking over so many of the things you do, Patricia, and I want to make sure everybody knows how to find you. They can go to your website, patriciakirkman.com. I also was fascinated by the idea of numbers, numerology, and your sun number. And I think that was really interesting to me. And, you know, I don't know why that is. I mean, the sun sign or the sun for me has been an interesting guiding light. I don't know how I ended up in the cloudiest state on the planet, just saying right there. But talk about the sun number, if you could.
Well, the sun number, as far as I work with it, our month and day of birth is who we are. It's who we represent. Great. It's the year we start out with. You know, when we're born, the first thing they do is look at a clock, give us a time. Then they take a look at, oh, this is mom and dad. This is your name. We're taking you home. This is your address. Everything has a number to it. Even the car you get in to be taken home. And even if it's a bus, it had a number on it. So all of these numbers interplay with you. But the first vowel and consonant of your name says an awful lot about who we are and how we deal with everything going on around us. That's what makes life very interesting because we were just talking with Joe, that J up front represents the number 1, the O and the number 6, which is all about family and wanting things to be perfect, but it's a 7. So he lives in his head a lot and he doesn't always like people to know him too well.
Mm. You know, I love really looking at this. And, you know, my best friend is Linda Reitmark. And, yeah. Of course, you have Rocky. And Linda and I have known each other for that, you know, since that time where I looked at her and said, you're going to get a PhD. And she says, of course you would, right? And she has spent this great time with me, helping me heal two knees, which are doing great, move and launch an expansion. And I think about how different we are, but I think about the unexplainable aspect of why we are friends. And I have a funny feeling numerology will fill in the blank for a lot of people that a lot of other methods don't. Can you just share your thoughts on that?
Well, we're drawn to people for what we see in them that maybe we need to learn more about.
Totally.
And we teach each other. And I think that's the best part, is that we're learning from one another. We're drawn to the people that have the most to offer us, but we have the most to offer them as well. Mm. No mistakes, only supposed to be's.
Resonance. Yeah. Resonance. And, yeah, I think that's really, yeah, I'm starting to see a pattern here with numerology, because it's, once again, it's all about vibration. Mm. And, you know, I've got so many questions, but I know we've got other folks calling.
Yeah, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to the phone lines.
Jacob, who do we have?
Next up, we are going to bring on Melanie from Seattle.
Hi, Melanie. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Hey there, Melanie.
Oh, hello. Hey there.
Hey there.
So we were speaking the last 2 minutes last week, Mark, and I. By the way, I'm October 9, and my name is Melanie, which is M-E, but I've always actually kind of had a psychic person who told me my real name was Miriam, which would have been M-I, so I'm curious about that. But Mark, I had wanted to comment, but we were out of time when you had said that my husband had said, don't fret, that he communicates with me two ways. One is through hummingbirds, and the other is through the Sirius Beatles channel. Like, I'll pull into the driveway and the song We're Coming Home comes on, and whenever I need advice from him, I turn on the Beatles channel, and that's how I get guidance from him. Not all the time, but it's a little bit predictable.
Oh,
I just wanted
awesome.
To share that with you.
And then also
before, when you had commented that my son was with my father, it struck me afterwards that my son died at 22 weeks gestational, and my family never recognized that that was a soul, because he didn't breathe air, and they never asked his name, they never visited the graveyard, they never spoke about it. And my father loved more than anything his grandchildren. And I was so surprised, actually, that in the spirit world, of course my father would be hanging out with his grandson, and how thrilled he must have been to find he had one on the other side. So that really tickled me, and I just wanted to just pass that on, how your insights were just very special to me.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And you know, I could get into a whole explanation about how and why souls are together. But the numbers that she gave you with her birth date and her name, what does that mean, Patricia?
Well, right now she's in a sixth personal year. So family is extremely important to her right now. And do you have some digestive issues right now?
I do. That's what actually marked.
I'm picking that up
around
you.
My son and my father had come to tell me I had my gallbladder removed, and on Monday I'm going in because I have a growth in my stomach they're going to cut out. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm picking that up around you. You had, at one time, there was somewhat of a disconnect with you and your father, only because you wanted something more from him he wasn't able to give you until after he was gone.
Yeah, he was disappointed. He wanted me to be a lawyer, and I'm a homeopath and a poet. So he was.
You
he
are where you're
to
supposed to be.
Right.
You are where you're supposed to be. Right now, family is extremely important to you, but you want it perfect. Allow it to be the best it can be, not the best you think it's supposed to be.
Thank you. Thank you.
You'll be surprised.
That's very helpful.
Well.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Melanie, for calling in. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
God bless.
God bless you, yes. Jacob, let's go to one more before we go to break.
Sounds good to me. We're going to get with Jan from Las Vegas.
Hey there, Jan.
Hey there, Jan.
Welcome to the show. I understand you got a question about numerology.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do me a favor. Turn your radio down in the background.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Good. That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I didn't realize I was going on air. Jesus. Yeah.
Surprise.
I was just going to say the same thing.
I just laughed.
Jan, what's your monthly day of birth?
I've been seeing the number 1111 like every day, twice a day, and I'm not trying to, believe me. I'm not trying to. It's just like boom. And my mom and I, when my mom was alive, it was like right before she died, we were both seeing 1111 together. And so we'd always pray when that happened. And now I'm seeing it. And I know I'm not going to die yet, but I have been really sick.
Yeah. What's your month and day of birth, Jan? Give us your month and day of birth.
It's 9/17/58.
So 9/17.
Okay. So
yeah, September 17.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. You're in a 4-year, and you're wanting things to be just right. And when they're not showing as just right, it makes you a little uptight. And the 11 is also a master number, but it represents the number 2: partnership, relationship, sensitivity, and the feminine side. So if you and your mother used to see it together, now you're seeing it, it means that your mother's a little closer, and you might want to talk to her a bit at night. You might be surprised some of the answers you'll get.
Yes, that makes sense, totally.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jan. Okay, I guess, Dr. Pat, I believe we're coming up on a break.
We have one quick text message came in. I just want to get it on right before the break. It's not a live caller. Would you please welcome to the show? Thank you so much. Can you please tell me my numbers are 920? 920, and my name begins with 920. That's what I got.
Okay.
September 20th.
Okay. That individual right now is in a 7 personal year. So the spiritual side is very important to them. In fact, I think they're doing a lot of dreaming, but they're not quite sure where they're fitting. And some of the dreams may be more like a nightmare as opposed to a heavenly dream. So they're going to get both of those coming back and forth.
Yeah, please text again if you want clarification. I love our instant message process here. It is so good. And we will take a break. When we come back, we have got your calls ready to come on. I just want everybody to know we see you. Cheryl from Kentucky, we got you. Greg from Minnesota, don't worry, we'll get to you. Let's take a short break. You're listening to The Psychic and the Doc, a very special guest today, Patricia Kirkman. Go to her website. That's patriciakirkman.com. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. how to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Psychic and the Doc. Very special guest today, we have Patricia Kirkman. But I just want you to know that Mark and I are doing this show every week. And if you want to know, like, who's Mark? Who's Mark Anthony? Mark, how did they get to your website?
Well, my website is evidenceofeternity.com. And people can find out about signing up for my newsletter, my media appearances, which include The Psychic and the Doc. So I invite everyone to go to my website, evidenceofeternity.com. And Patricia, for people to find you, it's patriciakirkman.com. And Patricia, can you do, or do you do sessions? Obviously, you do them over the phone, but do you do that for your clients?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. So people that want a numerology consultation session with Patricia can do that by visiting patriciakirkman.com.
Yeah, I think what I love about this too is, you know, there's you, like there's me in the world, and then there's me and like other people in the world. And, you know, part of this too, Patricia, isn't it important not just to see yourself in the world, but you don't have your own planet. You're on the planet with other people. And so how is it that I show up numerology wise and this other person? So that's also important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think we're drawn towards people that we need to learn from or as well as teach. It's a combination. No free lunch. We have to work it through.
I will have to call you. Jacob, who do we have?
Sorry.
Next up, we've got Cheryl from Kentucky. Cheryl, you're on with The Psychic in the Doc.
Cheryl, how can we help you today?
Cheryl from Kentucky, right?
Yeah, Cheryl from Kentucky. Is that you?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. All right. I've got a question about business. I spoke with Mark about 3 years ago about this situation. And my business partner passed away, so I'm wondering where things are headed. My spelling of my name is Cheryl, and my birth date is 11/22/48.
All right. So it's all about new beginnings, my dear. All about new beginnings. You're in a 1 year, fresh starts and new beginnings. And it's your turn to decide what kind of business you really want to be in. You don't need a partner right now. If you want to go into a partnership, don't even bother getting started with it until after October of this year.
Okay.
Does that help any?
Yeah, I'm curious. I had the same response earlier in the show. I don't know if you heard it, but tell me what you're thinking.
I'm not sure. It's kind of stalled, and I don't know what way to go on it. And she left a patented situation with none of us knowing what to do. So it's kind of complicated.
Wait a second. With all right, your business partner with the patent, and you said it's the patent pending, or did you get it yet?
Because I
get
that's like, the question.
Yeah, it's in a huge state of flux.
She got
right
it.
Now.
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she got it.
Yeah, but
she never told us.
Hold on. What I'm getting from her is it's still in a state of flux because you're not using it properly. Also, what's happening is you're like, you're a big picture person. And it seems like she was like the hawk that would zero in on the minutiae and the details, and that you've got to readjust yourself to be more focused. Does that make sense to you?
Sort of, right. The problem of it is she took a lot of the secrets with her to the grave.
Right, but you know what? You still got to move forward and pay attention to the minute details in the business. And she also is explaining to you that with her death, even though it, you know, quote unquote, it was greatly inconvenient for you, this is your chance to shine. She says, this is your time to shine. That's exactly how she sent your time to shine, your time to shine.
There's some paperwork somewhere that you're missing. See if you can't find it, because she's left some information that will help you pull all this together.
Yeah. The word that came up for me is called breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word that came up for me.
Yeah, it works with the paperwork.
Breadcrumbs. You have to follow the breadcrumbs. But can I jump in as the practical spiritual Dr. Pat for a minute? Do you mind a little coaching from me? I have to ask you permission.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you. Please.
Okay. So I studied the consequences of broken promises for over 10 years. I researched them. I interviewed 200 people. I wrote a big fat book on it. It got published. I was depressed for 2 years. When we feel betrayed, when we feel things have been broken, when contracts, for whatever reason, it could be death or it could be a real life experience, there is a point of healing. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On this call, can't give you any more detailed advice, but I will tell you, if you need help with this, get a hold of me. There are ways to face levels of betrayal, even with people that are gone. But it is a burden that it's now time for you to let go of, like Patricia said. If you are going to stand on your own 2 feet, as you are a strong woman, I know you're a strong woman. I got that. It's easier to stand on your own 2 feet when you're not carrying 2 tons around with you.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It may take you time, but you're up for the job. Follow the breadcrumbs, but take a breath first. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Please call in next week and let me know how you're making out.
Thank you. Thank you, I will. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you.
You bet. Jacob.
Let's head over to Minnesota, and we've got Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey there,
How are you, Greg? Greg, you're live. All right, we're going to have to, let's see if you can get him back, Jacob. Maybe Jessica can help. Let's go to Houston, if you could.
Sounds good to me. We've got Benita from Houston.
Hi, Benita. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me okay? You're live.
Yes, I can hear you.
Good. How can we help you today? Want a number?
My name is Benita, B-E-N-I-T-A. My birth date is 11/22. I have a set of numbers that comes up often, and I think it's somebody that's passed that's communicating with me, and I've often wondered about it and wondered if, you know, that's really what's going on.
Well, firstly, you're very sensitive to so many things, and you're not always sure where it's coming from, but you live in your head a tremendous amount of time, so whatever you pick up on the side, you don't always believe it's all true. You start doubting it and questioning it till you can analyze it enough to make you feel more comfortable with what it is. But right now, you're in a... Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
Is there some issue in this relationship right now?
A serious relationship?
Yes.
Is there an issue? Is there an issue in the relationship right now?
No.
Is it a serious relationship?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Yeah. It is.
Okay. I'm picking up the thing, but looking at the numbers here, you're looking for perfection with the person that you're dealing with. You have to allow them to be the best they can be, not the best you think they're supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I think that'll take a lot of stress off your back, you know. Give it a shot and see what happens.
If I can interject, I feel, Benita, that there's a female energy around you, and with her cause of passing, I'm feeling a lot of pain in my lower abdominal region. So that's indicating to me that she may have been having issues in the lower intestines or in her groin reproductive areas. And I get a draining sensation. So what that indicates to me, draining sensation means that her passing took some time. And this very well could be a cancerous condition based on the physical sensations that I'm receiving from her. Does this make any sense to you?
No.
Okay. Well, then we'll put that off to the side. And she's not letting me go. She keeps talking about January. Now, if this isn't for you, this could be for another person on the line. But there's something very, very potent with this person and the month of January, or you.
And I can't think of anything in January.
All right, don't worry about it. Make a note of it, and I'll let you go.
I want to tell you one thing before you go. You ready, Benita?
Yes.
I want to piggyback off of what Patricia said. Do you know about sculpting? Do you know the art of sculpting? You know, the Da Vinci's, the people that sculpted. Carl Jung was a sculptor. Do you know how people sculpt? They take a piece of rock, like a rock thing, and they take a chisel, and in their mind, what they have is a vision of what they want to create. And what they start to do is chip the things away they don't want. Sometimes we do that with people. And in the end, when we're done chipping them away, we have a version of ourselves and not really your other person. Just keep that in mind.
Okay,
you can sculpt your own sculpt. You can do your own sculpture. Just carve yourself out what you want in life and go for it, okay?
Definitely.
Thank you.
All right. I love this. Jacob, can we keep rolling?
Yep. Headed up to Buffalo next with Darlene.
Awesome. Hi, Darlene. You're live. Welcome to the Psychic and the Doc with our very special guest, Patricia Kirkman.
Hey there, Darlene.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, you're live. Like, really live.
Hello.
Hi. We're doing numerology tonight. How can we help you?
Oh, I'm so happy to get through. Let me just say I enjoy your show, and I previously did speak with Mr. Anthony before, and I think the world of him, and he helped me a great deal. He's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Well, now we've got Patricia Kirkman, and she's going to ask you your birth month and your birthday, and we're going to get you like double help now.
Oh, thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I've been wondering if anyone had a message at all for me. I try to, like people that went past, you know, sometimes I have a hard time with it. You know, that a certain person, and it's, you know, it eats at me all the time.
Well, Darlene, let's start with your birthday and month. Let's start with the numerology first.
So I think you can get some insight.
Yeah, don't give us the year, just the day and month of your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. 9/4.
Okay. Well, this explains so much for you because you're in a 9 year. It's a year of ending old issues. What's been going on the last 9 years has been thrown, I'll say, in this basket right now, and you're sifting through it to eliminate what no longer works for you, to eliminate what you don't need, but also for you to reach out and help others that are in need. And by helping them, you will in turn help yourself.
Mm. Can I ask Patricia about the emotional nature of this number a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does it have an emotional side?
definitely.
Yes.
When you think it's, there's a lot of drama. Think of 9 is also the number of the actors of the theater or whatever. So we've got that thrown into it as well. But she likes things done by the book. And so consequently, she doesn't look for the uplifting side. She's looking for the oh, woe is me side.
Mm.
If you concentrate more on elimination of what you don't need and reach out for what you do want, you're going to be quite surprised at what you're going to have before the year's over.
Awesome. Mark, anything you would like to add?
Yeah, Darlene, I'm getting a male energy connected with you. He could be on the parent level. That doesn't always mean a dad. It could be an uncle or a friend or somebody who's older. And it could also be a grandfather that was very, very close to you. And I get that this person is connected to you. Actually kind of feels like, very connected with your mom as well. And I feel like I'm coughing. My lungs are burning. Could be COPD, could be emphysema, but there was definitely some massive lung infection problems. Does that make sense to you, Darlene?
Yes.
Okay, great. First off, he's delighted that you're reaching out and helping and seeking help. But he said that what's really good is you've gotten to the point in your life where you're already starting to answer your own questions and solve your own problems. Not that you couldn't, but he said that you have finally gotten to the point where you have faith in yourself. And you know what's so amazing is this message is making me feel really filled with joy. And so what the Spirit's doing is he's projecting that emotion through me so I can describe it to you. He said he feels such great joy that you've gotten to the point in your life where now you're beginning to stabilize and balance things out. Now, my question for Patricia and the Dr. Pat, does that make sense, Patricia, with her numbers?
Definitely, definitely. Because the 9 is all encompassing. It's what we do for others and how we feel about the world at large. I think it's wonderful.
And Dr. Nine Pat?
Wraps up the old, but makes way for the new. And like I said, a lot of creativity that goes with it.
The only thing I want to add is, you know, I really feel you. I want to just say that to you, Darlene. I really feel you because it is a very wavy dance. It's not a hip hop. It's certainly not smooth jazz. It's not quite rock, but it's a wavy kind of movement between the bowels of emotion, the loss, and the independence of stepping forward in life. So if you could learn the hula, you're going to be okay. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I learned the hula because somebody gave me that advice a bunch of years ago, and it does work.
Mahalo.
Thank you so much for making a difference.
I'll tell you, this show is so much fun because
I'm hula dancer. I got to tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, don't even. You know, it's funny. Both my parents were ballroom dancers, and I cannot dance to save my life. I'm like one of those people that just jumps up and down around a fire with a bunch of other cave people.
But that's a dance too. You got to remember.
That is a dance too. Talking about dancing, Jacob, do we have time for one more?
I think we do. We're going to head up to New Jersey and we've got Debbie on the line. Hey there, Debbie.
You're
on
with the Psychic
in the Dark.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm from Jersey. I'm actually born in New York, but you know, same.
I'm down in Chicago.
How can we help you?
I had a question for Patricia, if I could. I see the same number all the time, whether I look at it in the morning, you know, look at the clock in the morning or at night, it's always 10:28, which is one of my son's birthdays, but I constantly see that number. Does that mean anything? I just want to know. My birthday is 3/5.
Okay. 8/9/13/4. Well, what I'm getting from this is the 10:28. I'm picking up a male and a female both being intertwined in this time frame.
Male and female.
Uh-huh. I'm seeing the male first, but then I see a female stepping into the space. Is there someone that you're close to that is going with someone, or they're making a transition in their world with a new partner or something to that effect?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
It's coming.
I don't
mean to jump in, but I'm getting the feeling that what Patricia just said has not yet come to pass. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And this keeps hitting me like a ton of bricks in that October. And it's interesting because you said 10/20, but October is a pivotal month for you this year. Debbie, is your mom on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, because that's who I'm getting a mom figure saying October is pivotal and it feels good. Okay, so don't like, because Patricia and Dr. Pat, no, we got to be careful when we say pivotal, like, I'm going to die.
It goes between the male and the female combination of things.
Yes.
And so, and October is always a start of the new year, whether you believe it or not. You'll start between October 1st and December 31st. You're going from the year you've been in to the year you're going in. They kind of mesh together during that 3-month period of time.
You know how I know that? Why else would they put Halloween on October 31st if it wasn't the real transitionary date?
Well, I never thought of it that way.
Dr. Pat, I know you're kind of making a joke, but you actually are making a very good point because Halloween's also harvest.
Right.
So you're ending 1 year because you picked all the food, and so the new one's beginning. We stick it on January. I mean, it really wouldn't matter where we put it, but they decided, they who decides those things. Whoever they are, January 1st.
Oh, my God. That's interesting. Very interesting.
Well, so it's going to give you something to think about then, Debbie, right?
Yes, exactly. I'll wait for October and see what it brings me.
But you're welcome to call in before then, too.
Yeah,
so.
Please call in. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Wow, what a great show. Patricia, can we take a moment and today, these are short readings.
Mm-hmm.
They're really what I call little postage stamps on what can be discussed. How do people schedule time with you to get a bigger picture? It's the same thing with Mark. When we do these on air, and the same thing with me, I'm giving you like the shortcut, but there's much more. How do they work with you on that?
All I need from them is their name at birth and their month, day, and year of birth.
Okay.
And if they want to get into other aspects of it, I'll ask for their address because that tells me what goes on in that house and what could be added or detracted from it.
Okay.
And when I work with that type of thing, it gives me all the information that they need to go forward.
Mm-hmm. I love that because I moved to a new address. So it's going to be interesting when I connect with you. Mark, what is the best way for people to stay on top of everything you're up to?
By visiting my website, which is evidenceofeternity.com. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter. You can find out about scheduling a reading and everything that's going on with me at evidenceofeternity.com. And next week, I'm going to have a new web address, which is going to reflect the title of my new book. But same destination. But
still going to be Mark Anthony, or is that changing too?
No, it's so funny because the name Mark Anthony, I'm not the first one to have it, and I'm certainly sure not the last. But it's going to be the title of my new book, The Afterlife Frequency.com. So that is coming.
I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like that name.
Patricia, one last question. I would love to know your personal message. I would love to know what you'd like to leave us with here today.
Right now, we've been going through a year of major changes. And the best part is say prayers that we get ourselves back on track, whichever you consider your path. But don't be afraid to walk it and or talk it.
Okay. Wow, what a great show. Mark, how about you, your personal message?
The message that I've been asked to convey to people is that the divine power we call God exists, the afterlife, heaven, whatever you want to call that, exists, that our soul is an immortal living spirit, that we can communicate with souls, and we will be reunited with our loved ones in the light when it is our appointed time to leave the material world.
Hmm. Thank you both. And for those of you wondering, what the heck show am I listening to? Yes, this is The Psychic and the Doc. I'm not the psychic, so I'm the other one. And our very special guest today is Patricia Kirkman. Please go over to patriciakirkman.com. And by the way, as I said, go over there, schedule your appointment. You'll be able to do either 30 or 60. I'm probably going to have to get a two-hour session. But whatever that is, it's available to you. And again, I just want to say today's show, these are really short messages.
Yeah.
There may be more. You may be left hanging, but there's more to be revealed. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.